What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Popcorn, put on your comfiest pajamas and grab a drink because it's time for a new episode of Sierra Unfiltered. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 29 of Sierra Unfiltered.
Yeah, we got Steven here again. I want a phrase or something to refer to my presence, like a Steve cast.
Someone said Steve O'Clock.
Oh, I saw that. I was going to reply, because I was trying to think of a better way to spell it so that I could say it. And I couldn't come up with anything.
If we have like a Steven segment, it should be Steve O'Clock. Hey, what time is it? It's Steve O'Clock.
We can do better.
I thought that one was
dig
pretty
deeper.
Good. But how are you today?
I just got home late. We're not late, but we're supposed to start half an hour ago and I came a little late. So sorry, guys. It's a lot of traffic out there. But other than that, I'm doing really good. I listened to your guys' podcast, the Guilty Pleasures one, finally finished that.
You are so behind.
I'm only now one episode behind my own episode.
Are you going to listen to your own episode?
Of course.
Really? I used to listen to all the podcast episodes when we first started the podcast because I was so, I was really concerned that, you know, something was going to get said and misconstrued or something. And then after like 5-10 episodes, I was just like, it's fine. I don't need to hear myself talk for an extra hour and a half every week.
Yeah, I dig it.
But you're going to keep listening?
Yeah. Well, especially, yeah. Because I don't think it wasn't an awkward episode last episode.
No, so, I thought it was good.
Yeah, I was actually pretty stoked.
I know, and it seemed like everyone really liked it too, and it made me happy because I like when people are nice to you.
Oh.
But what you drinking?
I am drinking a wonderful beer that your friend Corey brought over when we were watching the Oscars. It's I can't right here. It's a hazy IPA from Belching Beaver. It's called What's in the Hops.
Nice. I love Belching Beaver. Is Belching... I said Belching Bieber. That'd be like Justin Bieber's brewery.
Haha.
But is that like a local place or is that...
Well, yeah, it's definitely in San Diego.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. Well, if you're in San Diego, check out Belching Beaver. It's really good. I am drinking ice water. Very exciting.
Wow. And there's ice in there.
I feel like recently... I mean, I drink a lot of water already. Like, I'm just someone who's always drinking water. But I feel like recently... I've just had this, like, unquenchable thirst where I'm just thirsty all the time and I'm just always drinking water. And then that means I pee, like, every 15 minutes, which is working from home is not the worst thing because it's my bathroom and it's right there.
Yeah, true that.
But I feel like when I used to drink that much water and I was in school, it was so annoying because teachers would always, especially in high school, teachers would be like, you need to go to the bathroom again. I'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm hydrated.
Oh, gosh. Well, so now moving right into hot takes, because mine kind of involves the drinks.
Oh, it does.
Kind of exciting, you know. You know, once in a while, I never assert my creative decisions here. So today, for my hot take, I'm asserting my creative decision.
Go.
Got my little...
Oh.
My beer stein with our G on it we got from the wedding.
Is that why you didn't pour your beer into the teacup?
Pour my beer into my nice... Oh, I'm doing it wrong.
So how is that a hot take? It's just you pouring your beer into a glass.
My hot take is I asked before this episode and Sierra's like, no, this is like part of the brand, so we'll stick with this. So my hot take is me.
I said that we should, he was like, can I have like a different cup? And I was like, well, the teacups are kind of part of the set. They go with the phones. And so this is your way of defying me.
Yes. And I stole your own segment to defy you.
That's like double slaps. That's like extra mean.
So I gotta finish this pink one off and I will say bye-bye to it.
Can you at least order a pink beer stein that matches the colors of the podcast?
I kind of want it when I'm here. that I go against the grain.
So you just mess everything up.
Was that the right phrase?
Yeah, against the grain?
Yeah,
good job.
Yeah, I hope for this episode we made some alterations to the beginning intro.
Oh, yeah.
So if you saw something different, yay. If not, I'm working
on it. Well, and if you're listening to the audio version, we have that video intro that plays before every episode. And, you know, for the audio version, you just hear it. But Steven wants me to edit his face onto Skylar's body while he's here as the co-host. So
just for those specific episodes.
You may have seen that. I feel like that's kind of mean to Skylar, though. She'd love it.
Yeah, Skylar would dig it. And I actually saw some comments and I wanted to comment on them, but I had to withhold until we got further in the process, but I'm very excited for that, and what a great opportunity to go check out the YouTube channel, and hey, subscribe while you're checking out the video of me.
All right. Well, I guess I'm alone having a hot take this week, then. Do you want to move that off the table?
Does that ruin the aesthetic?
It does. It's part of the ambiance, the background. My hot take... As you guys are watching this, Valentine's Day has passed, but as we were filming this, it's in a couple days. So, actually, this totally should have been my hot take last week, but I'm damn and didn't think about that. So, my hot take.
What's new?
You're so sassy today.
I'm in a good mood today.
You know what? Roast me. It's fine. I'm here for it. My hot take is that Valentine's Day is really overrated. And I would much rather you, on any random day of the year, come home with flowers for me, chocolates, surprise me, be like, hey, we're going to have a date night. Because then you did it because you really wanted to. You did it because you, on your own accord, were like, you know what? I want to spend some extra time on Sierra today. I want to make her smile, make her day. Versus if you do it on Valentine's Day, of course it's still super sweet and I appreciate it. But it's also because you kind of felt like you had to.
Yeah, no, it's a blessing for me because I'm really bad at doing those things. So, like, if you did care about Valentine's Day, like, even your birthday's hard enough. Like, I'm always, like, the day before, like, oh, crap. Like, or Christmas, like, week before, like, uh-oh.
I feel like Christmas is the only thing we really do gifts for. We don't do anniversary gifts, which wasn't, like, a planned thing. It wasn't, like, a stance. We weren't, like, we're against anniversary gifts. We just, I think our first anniversary, it was, like, did you get anything? No. Did you? No. Good.
Well, then, like, that was, like, the first year. Then other years where I was like, oh, yeah, our anniversary is last week, huh? It's like, we'll try to run out for dinner or something.
But... yeah, but, like, do something together. Yeah. But the thing for Valentine's Day is if you're in the attitude of, like, oh, we'll just go out and do something, everyone does that, and everything's crowded and expensive, and I just feel like... I tweeted about this, and a lot of people were with me, and some people were against me, and some people were like, you know, I have kids, and my kids think it's really fun, you know, they do Valentine's Day with their classmates, and, you know, I make them heart-shaped pancakes, and I feel like that's, like, really cute, and totally here for that, but I feel like the romantic aspect of it, I don't know, but then also, every single year, my dad gets my mom the same bouquet of flowers, and puts it on the table on Valentine's Day. And as a kid growing up, I always thought it was really freaking cute.
Yeah. See, I think this year, we haven't talked about it yet. It's this Friday.
It is.
I think I'm going to roll out with a nice, maybe a Mediterranean quinoa bowl, your favorite. An artichoke. And we can watch Good Dinosaur finally.
But then what do I do for you? Because if you're making my favorite food, can I just get you like a beer or something? Give you like a back massage?
You can give me 4 uninterrupted hours in Call of Duty.
Perfect. That's
exactly what I want.
Happy Valentine's Day. We're not spending time with each other.
Not on Valentine's Day, but like some other day.
Sure.
It's like, Sierra, you can't disrupt me. I'm playing.
I don't think the problem is me disrupting. Do I disrupt you when you play video games?
Oh, yeah.
You
do. No, you always need little things done.
Like what?
Well, Steven, come turn on the TV.
Okay. I don't know how to turn on our TV. Well, I do now because you got a new remote. But we had an Apple TV and I did not know how to turn it on. So... Steven, if I wanted to watch something, he had to come turn it on for me.
Yeah. Anyways, also, I feel like the shirt needs to be addressed.
Sure, address the shirt.
Well, you were the one that I was wearing a nice button up from work, and Sierra's like, "Oh, dude, you got to dress down." I'm like, "Okay." So I purposely was looking for annoying shirts.
Just to bug me. Wow, you really are in a mood where you're just trying to piss me off.
This shirt is from Sweet Kyle and Skylar.
You know,
they are doing well, by the way. Yes. The joke is that I was born on Abraham Lincoln's birthday.
And we love great moments with Mr. Lincoln at Disneyland.
went out. They bought this for me because of my birthday.
And because of Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Maybe. Yeah. Skylar's a freak over that, so maybe.
That's exactly why.
But yeah, so tomorrow, February 12th, is my birthday. So I guess in the past for you guys. Yeah, and tomorrow's Abraham Lincoln's birthday as well, so I might just wear this shirt straight through the night and bring it to work tomorrow.
Ew. Happy birthday, by the way. Yeah. What do you want for your birthday? Big old 27?
Something. Nothing.
Nothing?
Maybe dinner with my parents and we can call it a wrap.
Okay, what do you want out of your 27th year of life?
Ooh.
Well, I guess it's your 28th year of life. Because your first year of life is from 0 to 1. So you're, 28th year of life. What do you want?
I want to do well. I want happiness and success.
Beautiful.
Nothing more, nothing less.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into the meat of this podcast, or the beyond beef, if you're me. Yeah.
Ooh, and also, as a spoiler for the after the meat, so the bottom bun of this hamburger. So last podcast, we talked about various channels and such, you know, the Small Hustle and asking people to comment. So a lot of people were commenting. I almost read all of them. And I went down just from the most popular and got like the top 10 people giving out their little, what their channels are and their little mission statements. And I thought at the very end of this, I'll quickly run through those and just give a quick shout out to some people.
That's a great idea. You know what? Why don't we do it now?
Okay.
Do it now. So these are the comments from some of you guys on the last episode of your small YouTube channel, your mission statement, why you create content. So we'll just give a couple shout outs here.
All right. So this is no longer the bottom bun of the hamburger.
It's the top bun.
This is the cheese on the burger.
Okay.
Okay. So this was just scrolling down from the most popular sort. So sorry. First one, we have Emma Keggs. Keeks? Mm-hmm.
Keegs.
Emma Keegs. She does various recipes and interesting cookbooks to inspire people to get into the kitchen.
It sounds like I need that.
Yeah. We have next one is Geek Speak. Channel's mission statement is to present fandoms in unique ways and show that there's nothing wrong with being a geek.
I saw that one and I hearted it because I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Next one is Alicia Chenier.
Yeah, I think so.
Sorry, guys. I'm really bad at pronouncing things. I don't have a YouTube channel, but she has an Instagram. Alicia Grace Official, and it's a blind girl in a sighted world.
That's super cool.
We have Amanda Joe. Her mission statement is to inspire anybody with chronic illnesses.
Super cool.
We have the brands. Just have fun while showing people everyday life and being relatable. Meredith Fox. Channel's mission statement is to educate and create space for women to build their career and healthy lifestyles.
Love that.
And
Priya Sharma.
Mission statement is to a comedic escape into the musings of a 20-something.
Love it.
Melanie, 2 exclamation marks. YouTube channel, Melly's Journey. And don't know the mission statement, but being comfortable on camera is the starting place. And we have 2 more. Whew. Sydney Hack, mission statement is documenting the authentic life and inspiring others to live their life fully.
That's my friend. That's my actual, like, real-life friend, Sydney.
Hello, Sydney.
Yeah, she's in Little Shop with me.
All right.
Hey, well, Sydney.
I randomly chose you without knowing you. And then Alexia Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
She makes singing videos because singing has been a passion and a great form of anxiety and depression relief.
That's super cool.
So those are the 10 random people. If people keep doing that, I will always, when I'm here, sitting in this chair, drinking out of my stein, I will find you and give you shout outs.
That's super cool. Well, thanks guys for sharing. I really enjoyed reading through those and watching some videos, and it's cool to see like how YouTube lets people with different perspectives have a voice.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. YouTube is, I feel like there's a lot to be said about just how interesting it is and the creative outlet and how much there is to find out there. So
yeah.
Anyways, now let's go down to the burger portion of this podcast.
Nice juicy impossible patty here. We are going to be taking the love languages quiz.
Yes.
Which I'm really excited about because I feel like you and I express love in very different ways, and it's taken me and you, I think, a while to understand that the way that I most like to receive love is different than the way you would, because I think our default is to go, these things make me feel good, so I would assume they would make everyone else feel good, and that's how I'll display my affection.
So, before we get too far,
mm-hmm.
love languages in general, what do those 2 words mean? Well, I barely know anything. I know it's like The Way You Show Love, and I know that there's a book in my Audible wish list that is about this that I want to read one day or listen to. But maybe starting at that super high level, love languages.
Let me click on it. So we're going to be taking the love languages quiz from 5lovelanguages.com. So let me see if there's like an about.
Is this like the official website, or is this like the random website at the top of the Google search?
I think this is the official one, but I don't actually know. So this is, how do you give and receive love? Strengthening millions of relationships, one language at a time. Big long thing about how different people feel love and commit to love, and how understanding your partner's love language can help you thrive.
But that doesn't define love languages. That's just telling me like about what the... Oh, here we go. Google provided a good answer.
Okay.
There are 5 love languages: words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. Each one is important and expresses love in its own way. Learning your partner's and your own primary love language will help create a stronger bond in your relationship.
So wait, let's look at those and let's make a guess at what we think our own and the other person's is before we do it.
All right, and let's do it without like actually defining each
one.
We'll just kind of go surface level.
Yeah.
Acts of service. So probably doing, words of affirmation, so like words, i.e. I love you.
Yes.
Acts of service, so tying your shoes, giving you a kiss on the cheek.
Doing dishes.
Oh, but then that also sounds like physical touch. So acts of service is like, I'll do the dishes for you.
Yes, exactly.
Receiving gifts, okay. Quality time and physical touch.
Mm-hmm. So I would guess that mine is probably words of affirmation, and that yours is probably physical touch. What would you guess?
I'd say yours is words of affirmation, and I think mine would be acts of service.
You think so?
When someone does something for me without asking or telling me, to me that is the biggest sign of like respect and love.
But I feel like you're so like touchy.
No.
Like you're so personally... like give, like when I'm stressed, you're like, give me a hug, and I'm like, don't touch me.
Now wait, is this? Yeah.
This is how you
express
love.
Well, that is
love.
Most likely, no, that might be my misinterpretation of what you want.
Oh?
I might think your love language is physical touch, so I'm trying to give you that.
I don't think either of us think my love language is physical touch.
I think you just defined the act that I think your love language is physical touch. If I try to hug you and you're not feeling well, it means I think that physical touching... So I don't know. This is interesting.
We'll
I'm going to read
out.
The book tomorrow. I'm starting it. I'm already so fascinated.
Before we go into the quiz, let me take a moment to thank the sponsor of this podcast, which is...
I don't know. There's so many. Is it maybe Cash App?
It's Cash App. Cash App is the number one finance app in the App Store. They make it super, super easy to transfer funds back and forth. So let's say Steven and I go out to lunch or dinner with another one of our couple friends, and we want to split the bill, but we don't want to worry about, you know, all the change that involves with that or sending 2 credit cards back. One of us can just pay for it, and then we will Cash App the other person. It's great and super easy. And Cash App also comes with the Cash App debit card, which comes with boosts that are like free rewards that you would get with a credit card, but all packed into their debit card. So you can get money back on purchases at places like Target, Whole Foods, pretty much anywhere you shop. Cash App has something for you. And one of the great things about us partnering with Cash App is they also help us to support an organization that we're very passionate about, and that is The Trevor Project. The Trevor Project is an amazing organization that offers resources and crisis intervention for LGBTQ+ youth. We really, really love the work that they're doing. And when you use code UNFILTERED to download Cash App from the App Store today, you will get $10, and Cash App will donate $10 to the Trevor Project. So it would mean a lot to us if you check out Cash App. We are so grateful for their support on this podcast, and they make everything we do possible. So download Cash App, link in the description, and use code UNFILTERED. Thanks, Cash App.
Yeah, thank you, Cash App, for supporting us, the podcast, and the 2 girls. You know, it's awesome.
All right, you ready for this quiz?
All right, let's do the quiz.
Okay. So, I will link this in the description if anyone wants to take it along with us.
Yes, and it's 5lovelanguages.com with the number 5.
Not sponsored. Sponsored by Cash App. okay, so all right. Gender first.
I am a male.
I am a female.
I'm age? 25 to 34.
I am 18 to 24.
Uh-oh, does that mean we're incompatible?
Married or in a relationship? Yes. Have you read the book? No.
No, but I want to.
Oh, and it's trying to, oh, here we go. First question.
Yeah, no, it's not trying to sell us
I thought it was going to try to sell us it. It's more meaningful to me when I receive a loving note, text, email for no special reason from my loved one or my partner and I hug.
Why did it say no? Oh, did you go back?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you going to say?
A loving note, text, or email.
Yep, same here.
Okay. It's more meaningful to me when I can spend alone time with my partner, just the two of us, or my partner does something practical to help me out.
Ooh. I like it when it makes me think.
I'm going to go alone time.
I'm going to do something practical to help me out.
Okay. Why don't you read the next two?
It's more meaningful to me when my partner gives me a little gift as a token of our love for each other, or I get to spend uninterrupted leisure time with my partner.
Uninterrupted leisure time for sure.
A little gift.
Really?
It's more meaningful to me when my partner unexpectedly does something for me, like filling my car or doing the laundry. My partner and I touch.
That's a really weird way to put that. Like, was that meaningful? I'm going to go unexpectedly doing something for me. It's more meaningful to me when my partner puts his or her arm around me when we're in public, or my partner surprises me with a little gift. Arm around me in public.
Yeah.
Really?
If I'm not the PDA guy, that's pretty dope.
Well, I feel like that's like, you know, accepted PDA.
Yeah. I guess it's not excessive.
Yeah.
It's more meaningful to me when I'm around my partner, even if we're really not doing anything. I hold hands with my partner.
Around my partner when we're not doing anything.
Holding hands.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a big hand holder?
Well, it's more meaningful than just sitting on a couch doing nothing with
See,
you.
That makes sense because all the time, like, Stephen will get home from work and I'll be like, come sit with me. And then after like 5 minutes, he'll be like, all right, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm like, wait, let's spend time together. And he's like, but we're not doing anything. it's more meaningful to me when my partner gives me a gift or I hear I love you from my partner.
I hear I love you.
Same. It's more meaningful to me when I sit close to my partner or I am complimented by my loved one for no apparent reason. Complimented.
I do enjoy sitting close. I enjoy sitting close.
Okay, you do the next one.
It is more meaningful to me when I get the chance to just hang out with my partner. I unexpectedly get small gifts from my partner. These are very repetitive.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say just hang out.
Yeah, hang out.
Don't let the bias of being bored with the same answer change your mind.
I won't.
It's more meaningful to me when I hear my partner tell me, I'm proud of you. My partner helps me with a task.
That's hard.
I like the verbal, I'm proud of you.
Yeah? Hey, Steven, I'm proud of you.
Yes.
I'd say, I don't know, because you help me a lot. So maybe I don't appreciate it as much as I should.
Wow, you're not thankful for the
No, I am.
Things.
I'm just saying maybe, like, I don't know. I'm trying to really think about it. I guess help me with the task.
All right. It's more meaningful to me when I get to do things with my partner. I hear supportive words from my partner.
Do things together.
Yeah. I'll let you go.
Okay. It's more meaningful to me when my partner does things for me instead of just talking about doing nice things, or I feel connected to my partner through a hug.
The latter. Wait, the former. Wait, what? Oh, I hate that.
The last one?
No, the doing things for me instead of just talking about doing nice things.
Yeah, me too. I'm not a big hugger.
Big hugger.
I know you are. It's more meaningful to me when I hear praise from my partner or my partner gives me something that shows he or she was really thinking about me.
Yeah, that one.
The gives me something? Yeah, me too.
TBT to when I was in college, you'd make me little care packages with like a million little notes written all over it. Ugh, my
you
heart.
You liked that?
I liked it and it made me feel really loved. It was kind of dope.
I remember, do you remember Valentine's Day? Like the second year I think we were dating, I made you one of those like boxes of letters that was like open when you graduate college, open when
yeah,
we move in
together.
You're
really good at that stuff. I wish I was that good, but I always fail.
My favorite story is I used to make Steven these scrapbooks every year, and I still do, but they're more scrapbooks. Before they were like notebooks of our year for you.
Yeah, they were like directed to me.
To me.
Now they're directed, like, here's our story.
Yeah. So the first year, I think it was like 30 pages of like, I used like craft paper and stickers and pictures and notes and all this. And on the very last page, I put, now it's your turn. Write a page about our year together. And Steven never filled it out.
You know why I love you?
Why?
Because in the second year, you put the same thing, even though I didn't fill out the first one.
I know. And shout out to you. You know what you did?
I went back and filled out the first one.
No, you wrote in big letters, so it took up like the whole page, like two sentences. You were like, Sierra, I'm sorry I never filled this out. I love you so much, and it was a good year. Love, Steven.
Yeah, shout out to the real homie. Those things are hard.
Yeah, I know.
All right. It's more meaningful to me when I'm able to just be around my partner, or I get a back rub or massage from my partner.
Just be around.
Massage.
I knew that was yours. You're a sucker for like not even a massage, but like a back scratch. Like you like when I do that.
Mm-hmm. It is more meaningful to me when my partner reacts positively to something I've accomplished. My partner does something for me that I know they don't particularly enjoy.
So to me, I'm thinking like, what do I like more? When you come home from work and you're like, hey, Sierra, I thought your video this week was really good. Or when you like watch High School Musical or Rent with me. Hmm. What do I mean, I like both of those things. But I feel like it's really difficult to get you to do things you don't like.
It's not about what's difficult or easy. It's about what means most to you.
But then I feel like it means the most to me because you never do it. So it makes it extra special when you do.
You gotta take your pick.
Okay, you go first.
I'm gonna say doing something for me that I know you don't necessarily enjoy.
Like what?
I don't know.
Give me an example.
Doing chores.
Okay.
What are you gonna say?
Positively to something I've accomplished. It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I kiss frequently.
Yes.
Or I sense my partner is showing interest in the things I care about. I don't know if you, that's from an SNL skit. If there's this SNL skit where Kate McKinnon is playing this old woman and all she wants for her birthday is for everyone in the office to kiss each other. And she just keeps going, you, keys. So all the time kiss. To Steven. No, I just like that SNL skit. All the time to Steven, I'll be like, keys.
I never knew what that reference was. I thought that was just you being scary.
No, it's from that SNL skit. But no, I sense my partner is showing interest in the things I care about. Like the other day, you knew who Idina Menzel was, and it made me really happy.
Yeah, because I clicked on a video that said Idina.
Yeah, but you weren't like, I don't know who Idina is. It made me happy. What's yours?
Oh, I selected the same one.
You didn't do keys.
No. It's more meaningful to me when my partner works on special projects with me that I have to complete. My partner gives me an exciting gift.
I guess exciting gift. I'm kind of a solo worker.
Yeah, I don't care for you to help me work on something that I'm working on. It's more meaningful to me when I've complimented by my partner on my appearance, which I can't help but do every day.
To me, I know.
That was nicely vague on purpose to where it's kind of up for interpretation. My partner, okay, and the other option is my partner takes the time to listen to me and really understand my feelings.
Listen to me and understand my feelings. I have a lot of feelings.
Yeah, it's just more so listening to me is nice.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I share non-sexual touch in public or my partner offers to run errands for me. Non-sexual touch, for errands. Sure.
Really? You offer to like go, if I need to do something, you're like, I don't do it. I'm like, wow, she loves me.
Really? I do that a lot. I feel like that's something that...
It speaks to me.
I'm a big...
It's almost like services speak to me like I guessed.
And I'm a big non-sexual touch. Nice little shoulder rub.
Is that the one you picked?
Yeah.
Okay. It's more meaningful to me when... Wow, this is like a full-on paragraph. My parent...
Your parent.
I'm already getting stressed. My partner does a bit more than his/her normal share of the responsibilities we share. Around the house, work-related, etc. Or I get a gift that I know my partner put thought into choosing.
More than your share.
Yeah, for sure.
It is more meaningful to me when my partner doesn't check his or her phone while we're talking. Or my partner goes out of their way to do something that relieves pressure on me. Here's my thing about this one. I don't mind as much you being on your phone, What I mind is when you're on your phone and I do a big long spiel and then you go, huh? Which is like the most Steven thing.
The start of 60% of our arguments.
Seriously. I'll be like, hey, Steven, are you listening? And he'll be like, uh-huh. And then he'll kind of glance on his phone while I'm talking, which I don't really mind too much because I do that sometimes too. But I feel like I'm better at multitasking with that. And then I'll be like, did you hear me? And you're like, huh? Because that same.
Well, see, that the bummer is that it works for so many conversations.
What do you mean?
I get through so many conversations like, uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah, love you. And then we go separate ways. And it's just one out of like 10 conversations you catch me. No, it's not that bad, but there might be some truth to that.
Yeah.
Are we on the same ones, though?
Yeah, the touching, the phone checking thing. Going out of your way to relieve pressure on me. That always means a lot to me when I'm really stressed and you, like, pick up things I'm supposed to do without even trying to guilt trip me about it.
I was going to pick the other one, but the way you worded that was better than this one was, so I'm gonna like it.
I feel like sometimes when I'm really busy with work or just personal life and I, you know, don't have time to get to the dishes that I said I would or my laundry that I said I would. And then sometimes you're like, oh, I'll do it for you. And then sometimes you just do it. And then when you just do it and then you're like, hey, I did that for you because I don't want you to be stressed. Like that hits my heart really a lot.
Nice. What can I say? I'm a great guy.
I feel like you really were listening to me kidding. Just now.
Yeah, I was kind of waiting for that to end.
You're so awful today.
Love you.
Love you. Keys.
It's more meaningful to me when I can look forward to a holiday because of a gift I anticipate receiving. Or I hear the words, I appreciate you, from my partner.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
I don't know. I feel like you love the Lego Star Wars sets I get you.
Oh, I love those, but it means way more.
You're telling me it means more to you when I say I appreciate you than when I'm like, here's Boba Fett's ship.
Yeah, it does. I know. It's hard.
It's really cute.
It's hard to believe.
Okay.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner brings me a little gift after he/she has been traveling without me. Or my partner takes care of something I'm responsible to do, but I feel too stressed to do at this time.
Something I'm responsible to do.
Yeah.
Really? I feel like you always like when I get you something when I'm traveling.
I like it, but it'd be way more if I was stressing and you did something for me.
Yeah. It's more meaningful to me when my partner doesn't interrupt me while I'm talking, or gift giving is an important part of our relationship. When you don't interrupt me. Oh, I clicked the wrong one. Okay, back. Okay, cool.
I'm going to say gift giving. Because while I don't like you interrupting me, it's not like that of much of a meaningful disruption to our... Like, it doesn't say an asshole interruption. It's just like, it doesn't interrupt me. So I'm like pretty casual interruptions. It's fine. It happens.
Okay.
So I'm going to say gift giving.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner helps me out when he or she knows I'm already tired or I get to go somewhere while spending time with my partner.
No, no, no. If you help me out when I'm tired, I will be the happiest guy alive.
Somewhere while spending time with my partner.
That you said?
Mm-hmm. I feel like you, it means so much to you sometimes. Like late at night, you're supposed to walk the dogs and you'll be like, I'm so tired, I'm already in bed. And I'll be like, okay, it's fine, I'll do it. And then you're like, oh, I have the best wife in the world. Oh, I can't believe you would do that. I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I'm already downstairs with my shoes on. But I feel like those things to you mean a lot more than they do to me.
It's almost like it's my love language.
What, taking the dogs out when you're tired?
We shouldn't have guessed before because now we're... There's a slight bias that has been introduced.
I mean, there's
I don't think so.
Bias.
I think we're going to fight it, but now we want to prove our points right, or there's a slight bias.
I don't even remember which one I said.
Neither do I. I just remember what I said.
So, that was third bias.
Well, for me. Okay. I'm trying not to. I'm being serious.
Okay.
Right, it's more meaningful to me when my partner and I are physically intimate. Ooh, TMI. Or my partner gives me a little gift that he/she picked up in the course of the normal day.
I'm going to go physically intimate.
Yeah, because I don't really care about what you picked up during the day.
Wow. You couldn't be like physically intimate because like I love you and I love being intimate with you. You're like, yeah, no, I don't give any craps about what you did today. Gosh, Steven.
We're being quick in summarizing, so these aren't the true emotional appeals of each button click.
All right, next one.
It is more meaningful to me. Dude, this is taking forever.
Dude, No. We've only been podcasting for 30 minutes. And last podcast, you were like, oh my gosh, it was so long, an hour. And everyone in the comments was like, Yeah, Skylar and Sierra usually podcast for like 2-2.5 hours. Steven, it's like an hour. So yeah,
guys, I can't push that hard, you know. It's
30 minutes is nothing, Steven.
All right. It's more meaningful to me when my partner says something encouraging to me, or I get to spend time in a shared activity or hobby with my partner.
Shared hobby. We need to get
saying
back.
Something encouraging for me.
Really? Okay. Good job, pal.
Thanks.
We need to get back into playing video games together. Because, like, I feel like when we played Overcooked together and then when we played Lego Harry Potter, like, those were really, like, meaningful times to me, as silly as it is. Like, us working.
Well, you remember the Harry Potter thing? That was so fun. Because I wasn't super excited to watch the movies, but I was super excited to play the games. So we made a deal. Every time we'd beat a movie in the game, we'd go watch the movie.
Didn't we buy the entire saga for Lego Star Wars? We should start playing it.
Yeah, I have them.
Let's play it tonight. Let's start it.
Sorry, the new season of Call of Duty started today, so I'm a little busy.
It's fine. I'll tend to CCtopia. Stardew Valley.
Which the people in the comments want to see.
Okay, here's the thing. People say they want to see me play Stardew Valley, but I don't think people really want to see me play Stardew Valley.
Yeah, if only like you can make a video for like 5 people all the time.
I know, right? Like maybe I just need to start a gaming channel that's like for 4 people.
I'd like to watch it just to watch you like try to pretend to be like gamer girl.
Hey guys, it's Sierra. Wait, what would my name be? CC Games?
Here we are. We're going to check out my chickens and we're going to see me make some cheese.
Going down into the mines, going to slay some monsters.
Sierra, that game, Sierra tried to get me to do like, she wanted me to try fishing and it took her like 15 minutes to get to the point of the day where she could fish because then she had taken care of the chickens, the goats, the cows,
and
made all the stuff.
Tended to my crops.
Tended the crops in the garden and the greenhouse. And then I had 2 minutes to try fishing, and then she had to run back home before you get fined for being out too late. And then you rinse and repeat. And I'm like, what?
That's fun. It's more meaningful to me when my partner surprises me with a small token of their appreciation. Or my partner and I touch a lot during the course of a normal day.
Small token of appreciation.
I like when we touch a lot.
Okay.
Which is, you know what I think I'm realizing about me? I am physical touch, but not hugs. Like, I think it's so sweet when I'm, like, in there cooking dinner and you come in and, like, do that. Or we're at Disneyland and you just, like, rub my arm. Like, it's really cute.
Isn't that what I guessed you were, physical touch?
I know when I'm
leaving in the morning and I, like, give you a little forehead rub.
See, this just makes me so happy. It's just, why don't I like hugs? I just think hugs are.
It might be because you're short.
Really? No, I'm not even short. I'm 5'4".
I made it up.
All right. It's more meaningful to me when my partner helps me out, especially if I know they're already busy. And I hear my partner specifically tell me, I appreciate you. Help me out.
Yeah, I guess help me out. This is hard.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I embrace after we've been apart for a while. Or I hear my partner say how much I mean to him or her.
Yeah, that one.
The second one?
Yeah.
Samesies.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Oh, I think that's our answer.
Okay.
I think we're getting our answer.
There's a lot of processing going on. Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm hiding my answer.
Okay.
Now, take a guess on what our top one is.
On what yours is?
Yeah. Well, guess what my primary love language is.
I'm going to guess yours is words of affirmation.
After all of that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you paying attention to my answers?
I don't know. I don't know what answers are for what.
All right, let me guess yours. Yours was probably physical touch.
No, that's my second lowest.
Okay, let me think again. Words of affirmation.
No.
No, yours was quality time.
Okay, yes. Okay, let's go through it.
Yeah, because you're a sucker for, like, the sit on the couch staring at the wall together. Which, hey, it's important for me to understand that. That's the whole point of this. It's to understand how to, my feelings for you, how to best convey them.
My number one at 37% is quality time. What about yours?
My number one, acts of service, 33%.
Okay. My number two, words of affirmation, 20%.
Are your other four fairly even spread?
No.
Okay. So my second one is also words of affirmation.
Okay.
So our verbal cues to each other are important.
So those are important.
Yeah.
Okay. My number three is acts of service, 23%. Oh, wait. Acts of service is my number two. Sorry, I got that wrong. Acts of service is my number two at 23%.
My wife, ladies and gentlemen.
And then, I thought it said 13%.
So say that again.
I'm not wearing my glasses.
You were physical touch.
Nope. No.
Nope.
Oh. Quality time.
Quality time.
Acts of service. Words of affirmation.
All right. My third, I have a two-way tie. Receiving gifts and physical touch, both at 17%.
Okay. My physical touch is 13%, and then receiving gifts, 7%.
And my, what's your first one, quality time?
Quality time.
Ooh, that's a struggle. That's my lowest.
Okay, that makes sense then, because I feel like I have to pull teeth to get you to, like, just sit and hang out.
Yeah, that's interesting. And see, now it is important for me to understand that that's how I let you know that I love you. But then your second one is words of affirmation, right?
Mm-hmm. No, third.
Dang it. Your second one was...
And your top was words of affirmation, right?
Your second one was acts of service. I feel like I know that for you.
Your top one was...
Acts of service.
Acts of service.
You doing things for me for just the deed of doing them?
So let's read...
That's how you let me know that you love me.
Let's read the thing about our top one.
Okay.
So mine says, quality time. In the vernacular of quality time, nothing says I love you like full, undivided attention, I say.
That's so hard.
Stephen moves around. Being there for this type of person is critical, but really being there with the TV off, fork and knife down, and all chores and tasks on standby makes your significant other feel truly special and loved. Distractions, postponed dates, or the failure to listen can be especially hurtful. Quality time also means sharing quality conversation and quality activities.
See, that's why the love language is... I need to read this book to get a better understanding. Because it's like, I don't know. And it's also just a good way to identify what's like a waste of time. It's like if me trying to give you gifts all the time.
Yeah, I don't need gifts.
Yeah, see, but...
I need the gift of your love and your time.
You just need my time.
Yeah. Wow. I feel
so
like...
So insightful.
The part that's my about, lowest. The part about listening is the hardest thing for you. Because...
As I look down at my phone and start reading my page.
Mm-hmm. I feel like all the time I'll say things like, I feel like you're not even listening to me. See, even right now you're nodding, but I know.
No, this is
you're not paying attention.
Because I love you, you have my full attention.
But I do feel like half of our arguments come from me being like, did you even hear what I just said?
To which I go, yeah, Bella is beautiful. Random guessing what was talked about.
But I feel like that's a really good indicator of... Maybe a way you can speak my love language a little more. What's yours?
Acts of service. Can vacuuming the floors really be an expression of love?
Absolutely.
Anything you do to ease the burden and responsibilities weighing on an act of service person will speak volumes. Mm. The words he or she most wants to hear are, let me do that for you. Laziness, broken commitments, and making more work for them. Wait, what? Making more work for them tell speakers of this language their feelings don't matter. Finding ways to serve speaks volumes to the recipient of these acts. Hmm. So when I ask you to do something, you're like, no. You're telling me that you don't love me.
That's some manipulative crap. No, but I do feel like all the time, if you're sitting on the couch and I just bring you a beer or bring you something without you asking, you'll be like, oh my gosh, you're the best wife ever. Thank you. And I'm like, it's not really a big deal.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. So that's 33%. The receiving gifts, physical touch, and words of affirmation are pretty much tied at around 20.
I feel like you do really like gifts.
But yeah, just as much as everything else. And then the only one that I'm really low on is quality time.
That makes sense.
That's interesting. And I want to read the book. I bet the book goes into how it's not a bad thing that one of those are low. And just how to interpret that information.
Mm-hmm.
Should I feel bad that my quality of time is so low? Or is it just define me in a way that I didn't know? I need to read the book. Wow.
Well, I feel like that was really insightful.
I feel spoken to.
Do you actually?
I feel like there's actually good things to take away from that. I think it's as cheesy as it is, it's a way to better understand, right? Because if I just buy you gifts all day and I think I'm like, ooh, she's going to love me so much, I bought her a box of chocolates. It's like, no, you just want me to sit down with you on the couch and tell you about my day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I tell you that I love you.
Even like last night, I was in the bath and I had the door open because our bath is like kind of at the end of the hallway. Steven was walking upstairs and I was like, how was your day? And he's like, you're in the bath. Like, just relax. I was like, but I want to know how you're, like, what you have for lunch? Like, how, did you have a meeting? How was the meeting? Like, I just, and it's, no offense, but it's not like I really care. Like, I just want to hear you talk.
I love you.
You know?
No, you just want the time. You don't care how my day was. You just want the
time. Well, I do care how your day was.
Well, okay. relatively of yeah. everything in life. You don't care about my individual couple hours of my day. But you care about the time and the act of exchanging. And
I think that's why I like vacations so much. I mean, everyone likes vacations. But I feel like it's just time where, like, we have to hang out together.
I like vacations because it's an excuse to be super lazy.
Yeah, but you can be lazy. And you then don't have any services that need to be done. So acts of service are not really an issue.
No, there's always, right? There's always acts of service.
Like what?
And if you think there aren't, then you're just not looking hard enough.
Like what?
Getting me something. Saying, hey, Steven, let me unpack your suitcase and hang your clothes up for you.
I would never.
Let me go get the bed and breakfast basket. Breakfast basket from outside the door.
I feel like you, like, your love speaks in acts of service.
Yeah, because that's, I know that's how I.
How high was that for me?
Well, because that makes sense. Because you probably want to give love how you interpret the best form of love.
It is my second highest. So I feel like I do appreciate
it. Well, even if it was opposite, right? Yeah. So for me, I feel the most loved when people do acts of service for me in way back.
Yeah.
I feel the most love when people do acts of service. So that's probably how I unbiasedly, or no, biasedly yeah. want to give love.
Yeah.
So it's like, Sierra, I don't even tell you. I'll go take the trash out. I'll go pull the weeds every other weekend for you without saying anything about it. Whereas then you quality time, so you probably want to give me quality time, and that's my worst. So I'm like, oh.
But do you actually not like quality time?
No, I like it. I just think it's not the best way to say that I love you to me.
Okay. Which,
well, now I might be reading too deep into it, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
What is everyone else's love languages? And what's your, you know what I'm interested in?
What?
What's your lowest one? What do you think about that?
What was my lowest? I'm sorry, I keep having to
That's
check.
What I'm more interested in.
My lowest one is super low, 7% receiving gifts. I'm like, I don't need anything.
See, I think it's important to know what your spouse's biggest one is, and I guess what their lowest one is.
Yeah.
But I also think, like, for self-reflection, what is your lowest, and what does that, like, say about you? And how does that make you feel?
Okay, so what does yours say about you?
So my lowest is quality time, and then it makes me ask myself, like, why don't I appreciate time so much? How can I address that? Do I need to address it? That's why I want to read the book, because I bet the book talks about when you're low on something. What does that mean?
Like,
I'm very interested in the lowest one. I just think I want to read more into that.
Which, what percent is your lowest one?
Almost 13% quality time.
Okay. So mine at 7%.
Maybe it doesn't matter.
At 7% receiving gifts. Like, that's not really something I need to change, right? Like, I don't need to like stuff more.
Yeah, see, I would feel better if I was like, oh, I don't like gifts. Great, I'm not material.
Right, exactly. I'm like, cool.
Quality time. Like, quality time sounds important.
So my question about this love languages thing, is that only how you express love to your partner? Or is that how you express love to everyone in your life?
This is not how you express love. It's how do you, what language to, how do you best interpret love? Is it through acts of service?
But is it that only for your partner, or is that for non-romantic love?
It's all self. How do you, if someone who loves you, what's the best way for them to convey that?
And I feel like that's true for outside of our relationship, like my parents, my friends.
Yeah, this had nothing to do with, well, I guess it said your partner, but right, it's
yeah.
What speaks to Sierra the most? Is it when Steven buys you a gift? Is it when Steven vacuums the floor for you? Is it when Steven just sits on the couch and stares at you and says, Sierra, how's your day? Is it when I hold your hand when we walk down the shopping aisle?
My family always makes...
Wow. What? I just messed up everything. Okay, we're back.
My family always makes fun of me on road trips. Because I'll be like, let's turn the music off and just talk. Like, 8 hours in the car. Like, this is when the good conversations happen. Like, what do you think happens when we die? And everyone's like, just put your headphones in. Like, we're all listening to our own stuff. And I'm like, but this is quality time. I really value, like, the conversations that you have when you're not trying to have a specific conversation. And I feel like that's honestly why Skylar and I got so close when we did, because we were working together all the time and doing a lot of driving together. And so we would, you know, have these long conversations of, you know,
yeah,
like life and death and,
well,
and beliefs and relationships and all that.
Yeah. And the important thing here is, this is as a guy who just learned what the five love languages are, I don't know, half an hour ago, whatever. I don't think this is what you enjoy doing necessarily. It's what is, like, the best way for you to reciprocate love? Like, what means the most to you? It's not so much quality time. I love spending quality time with everyone. Is when someone spends quality time with me, I feel most like loved. That's the way they speak to my
soul. I was thinking it more like I become attached to people and I love people more when I spend quality time
with
them.
Well, that's what I was saying. So mine's acts of service. I don't love vacuuming the floor. I don't love like services. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. But that's because I know I enjoy services the most. That's how I feel most loved. I might unbiasedly push those onto other people. Mm. So here, I'll do a service for you. Because I know that speaks, because that to me, that is my love for you, quality time. You love quality time. So if you want me to feel loved, you might push that unbiasedly onto me.
Yeah, that's true. Unbiasedly. Yeah. Oh, my stomach just grumbled really loud. What are we having for dinner?
Crap.
We'll go to Panera. I've been super into the Panera warm grain bowls.
Are you bored? Why are we talking about dinner?
No, because my stomach grumbled. It was really loud, and I think the microphone picked it up because I heard it in my ears.
And tomorrow's my birthday.
I know. I'm so excited.
This dinner should be about me.
Okay, what do you want for dinner?
I don't know. Anyways, is that it? I think we're done.
Yeah, I think so.
That was fun.
See, if it was Skylar and I, we would have spent like 45 minutes like talking about how acts of service bring you closer together and da 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 and
la 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 la. See, I'm good. I just need to download my book and sure. I need to learn more. I'm actually very intrigued by this.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the most interesting part of like relationships is, I don't know, right? Different people but coming together, and it's like coming together in different ways.
I also wonder if our love languages have changed because we started dating when we were teenagers. So, like, well, I guess, yeah. I mean, like, I feel like I've changed so much. Is our love languages, like, do they, like, transcend age and maturity? Or has my love language changed?
Yeah, I bet it changes. Like, in high school, I bet you'd see a lot more people enjoy gifts kind of thing. I don't know. At least that's how I interpret it. Like, right? Because love is still kind of a cloudy thing, unknown. Materialistic gifts, like, wow, you got me this. That's awesome. I don't know. That's my 1 second hot thought. I was gonna say hot take, but I don't want to say hot take.
You're a hot thought.
My quick thought. My Steve thought.
Well, I think it's really interesting. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Let me know down in the comments. You're looking at your phone.
Oh, sorry.
Quality time. Let me know down in the comments what your love language is, and also what you guys want to see Steven and I do in future episodes, because he's gonna be here for a hot minute.
Yeah, hot minute. Yeah.
Except not next week, because next week my older brother is coming on, the very elusive Jordan.
Ooh, wow. Is that still on?
Yeah, it's in the schedule.
Wow.
He isn't bailed yet.
Cool.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys. I'll see you guys on Monday.
And I will enjoy the week off.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye, guys.